get on to Ann, who's calling us all the way from Nebraska. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you. I was wondering if you've ever heard of a drug called Lufeniron to help destroy candida.
No, ma'am, but I don't think I would go anywhere near it. Even though I've never heard of it, there's this thing called the Internet. And what it tells me about these type of medications, Lufeniron is one of them, one type of it was banned in the European Union in 2011 due to its high potential for bioaccumulation in the food chain and high risk to aquatic organisms. It has high persistence in the environment, and it doesn't biodegrade easily. So anyway, I don't think I'd be taking something that doesn't biodegrade easily to get rid of candida. Now, there is a prescription. I'm not kidding. It's a prescription that's totally natural. And not only that, it fairly effectively kills candida. And you probably have heard of it. And so have all the conventional doctors. They prescribe it a lot. It's called nystatin. And nystatin is a natural molecule, not an artificial one. And it does break down, and it has very few side effects. The only side effect I know of with nystatin use is that it kills off the candida too fast, and as the candida is dying off, we don't feel too sharp. But other than that, nystatin, named that because New York State laboratories found that one fungus made this nystatin stuff to try to compete with other funguses so it would get rid of the candida fungus. There's competition everywhere in the world, including fungi. So if we're me, I'd much rather go with a nystatin, ma'am.
Okay. I was on Diflucan, I think that's how you pronounce it, for like a month, and all my symptoms went away. But as soon as I went off, boom, everything was back.
Were you also on a very low sugar, like no sugar diet? I suspect you were, but just in case you weren't.
Very low.
Very good. That's very necessary. So you might ask the doctor about this nystatin stuff. The die-off from that, if it happens, isn't fun, but it does effectively kill candida.
Okay. And do you recommend using Epsom salts and olive oil for like a liver gallbladder cleanse?
Particularly the Epsom salts. Those have been used ever since they were discovered, I suppose, in Epsom, England. And then olive oil is one of the many oils which will help cleanse the liver. There's a book I'm going to write about in an upcoming newsletter called The Toxin Solution by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. He's founder of Bastyr University of Naturopathic Medicine and also was its president for years and years. Anyway, it's a nice, concise book, readable and understandable, and he divides it into, well, this is for gut detox, this is for liver detox, this is for kidney detox. You might pick that up and have a look at it. The oils are in there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for holding on for so long. My apologies.